nonprofits, let's raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor talk about being cognizant of the financials within your nonprofit and why it is so important to understand how to price things correctly. Stay tuned to learn how to come up with a bulletproof financial plan and develop the roadmap to grow your nonprofit exponentially. Let's get right into it.
I was having this conversation with a client the other day, and we were talking about, you know, they're getting ready for their event in June. And the question came up, you know, we were talking about she was going to, you know, looking at what she was going to put in her event and live auction, how much money she needed to raise and what she was going to do. And it kept coming up. She goes, well, I can't because I've got my budget. And I said, what do you, that's fine. I said, okay, hold on just a second. Tell me what you mean. She goes, well, if I put this trip in, you know, it's $4,000. And if I put this one in, it's this and this. Yeah. She goes, well, I've only got $16,000 is what my budget for my expenses. And I said, but that's not an expense. Mm-hmm. And there was a real puzzlement, and we had to have this conversation, you know, and you know, I don't even think about it. I just know this stuff because being in business for all these years and,
experience,
you know, and I'm not an accountant, but I'm married to a CPA and, you know, understanding what cost of goods sold and expenses. And I think, you know, that's something that it's not the first time it's come up. And so when I went through this whole exercise, I said, look, this is a cost of goods sold. That means it goes up on the top line. So you have, you know, revenue, that's everything that you brought in for your event. Under that, your cost of goods sold, the things that you sold, consignment items, you know, something like that you know, if you bought some tickets to go with this plane tickets that you were given or something, and you were doing something, that would be a cost of goods sold, not an expense. And I said, expense is going to be your auctioneer, you know, your audio, visual, all the things that, you know, actually cost you money. And there was this really deal, and she goes, oh my gosh. Yeah. It was this real aha moment. And I said, you know, talk to your accountant about it. But I said, that's the accounting rules. I said, that's just, you know, these things that you resell.
Yeah, we're not making these things up.
Yeah. It's the real thing. I literally was in San Francisco doing an event years ago. And we had the trip. They made $4,000 on this. They were making $4,000 every time we sold this trip. It cost them $4,000. So we sold it for $8,000. And I had another buyer that wanted to buy it. And the director of development came running over to me in the middle of the event because I'm selling it. See we can sell two of them. They're going to make $8,000. And coming and going, hold on. I can't do that because it's going to go over my budget. And I just said, trust me. I said, just trust me. I said, it's going to be okay. Boom, sold it, everything. After the event, got the president of the organization. I brought them together and I said, hey, I said, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I said, I want to be very respectful of everything you guys do. But I said, you know, when we put this is going to be this will go on to your accounting as a cost of goods sold, not as a, an expense.
Yes.
And I said, you know, and the president goes, well, yeah, I know that's what I do. Cause he had it. He was like he was the president, but of the board and everything, but he had a company. He goes, yeah, of course that would be. So there was that disconnect, and you know, things that sometimes we assume that everybody understands, we make this assumption, you know, that they've got it, they understand it, and it's not, they don't understand it because they've never done it in their life. I mean, that's not what
is okay.
You know, normally
that's
do.
Totally okay.
We have an accounting department that does that, or a bookkeeper, or we've outsourced it to somebody and we just give them the stuff and they put it all on there and they've never looked at it. They don't understand. So when they hear a budget, that's what they think it is. So, you know, when you're planning your budget, you're planning your event, keep those things in mind because it will stymie, you know, your fundraising.
Yeah, we don't want it to get in the way of you raising money. That's the idea. You and I have been going back and forth about this and just like, you know, and I've been nudging you. We need to explain this to folks because they need to understand. And we're not saying that with an agenda because we want folks to understand consignment opportunities and how they work. And, you know, hey, if they don't sell, you owe us nothing. And it doesn't matter if you're working with us or another consignment company, frankly, right? So this just needed to be explained. And it was another situation, where it just came up recently. So it was a good impetus to have this conversation.
Yeah. Well, we don't ever want anybody to sell anything of ours, any trip that you're not making money on. There's zero reason that to ever happen.
Yeah.
And in fact, we want you to make, you know, depending on if it's in a silent or live auction, you know, at least 25% on something in the silent and 50% in the live auction.
On the first bid.
That way you're getting it. But you know, the same thing, accounting goes into everything else too. So we were talking to somebody the other day, we were talking about sponsorships and going through that. And we got to the part about, you know, I said, well, what was your what was the cost? You know, what did you sell your tables for? Let me be real specific. Yep. You know, it was, you know, 25,000, 10, 5, and 1,000. I thought, whoa, $1,000 for a table. I said, how many people is that? She goes, 8. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what did your expense, what, you know, how many people did you have? We were going through this. What were your total expenses? And they did it. Mm-hmm. And the expense of that table was $1,250.
Yeah.
And they're selling it for 1,000. And so I said, you know, yeah, you're upside down. And it never had come up. I mean, yeah. And it was like somebody turned the light on. And give her credit. She is a prolific fundraiser.
Yeah, yeah. She knows this what is she's not, doing.
I'm telling you, this a lady goes out and gets, you know, $500,000 sponsorships and underwriting. And she's a prolific fundraiser.
Yep, yep.
She understands. She's got the thing, the relationship part down. She understands how to make an ask. She understands, you know, mission and being able to tie that in. She is rock solid. But this was just one little piece that just wasn't overlooked. And it's not because she didn't care. It's just you don't know what you don't know.
You got to work backwards with the math. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know,
you've always said, just remember the math. Let's look at the math.
Basic accounting. I talked to a guy that I have tremendous respect for. I worked with him on a board that I served, and he worked as an interim executive director. Had done it for a long time. You know, had 30 years of, you know, or more, 40 years in service in the nonprofit world. Yeah. And one day we were having lunch, and I said, "What do you think the number one thing is that executive directors, professionals don't, what they're missing, you know, where do they come up short?" And he said, "They don't understand a financial statement that you have to make a profit."
I love that.
I thought that was really interesting.
That's really good insight. It's very simple, but it's also huge. The impact is huge.
You have to make a profit.
Yeah. So use that as an example. I have my own example that happened this week in a coaching session, which is basically what we're doing with every single one of these podcasts now and different webinars that we're doing is Jason and I are talking to so many people and doing so many strategy sessions and coaching sessions that we do for free on a weekly basis with nonprofits all across the country, the fact of the matter. And mine was speaking to someone, an organization, a couple of really, really sweet ladies. They were hosting their 40th annual event. And I said, "When was the last time you hosted a live event?" And they said, 2019. And I said, "Well, just go over like what you got going for sponsorships and underwriting." That was, you know, they're planning far in advance. So we weren't even really talking about the live auction at this point, which is good. They said, "Well, our presenting sponsor in 2019 was for $25,000. And I said, "Well, a lot's changed." I said, "You know, we're 4 years plus now, you know, from your last event." I said, "Why don't we ask for 40, right? So why don't we get, it's the 40th annual. Let's just tie it in." And it was very simple. And they said, "You know, oh my," and it wasn't like I came up with some genius idea, but there is a tie-in.
Well, yeah, just so everybody's clear, we kind of do this on everyone. I mean, this is.
Yeah, we're like, okay, and more. The reason that, okay,
well,
more.
Where this came up is we're hearing the same thing over and over and over again. It's not like this is a one-off. We go, "Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what this lady said. She said they were selling tables for and losing 250. It happens all the time.
Every time. Yeah.
And what happens is we start thinking, you know, what's the first thing they do? They start going, "Well, we're going to put down," before they even look back. And not everybody, but for the most time, you know, they don't look back and they just go, "Well, we sold them for $1,000 last year. We're going to sell them for $1,000 this year."
And we're saying, "No, you need to sell them for two."
Or they start thinking, "Well, that's a lot of money."
Yeah. And we go, we know. Yeah, that's why we're here.
But
we're
not enough. Money.
Yeah.
You know, inflation has kicked in. You got to, you know, your costs are going up.
And hey, listen, I you know what I told him? I said, "Listen, if someone box at 40, get two people at 20. You know, you have co-presenting sponsors."
Yeah, I think you know all those things are absolutely true, but I do come back to that accounting deal. You know, I think it's really important that, you know, you build a financial statement for your event.
Perfect.
You know, that's projecting. The thing is create a financial statement for your event, and the way you start with that is what you did last year. You know, this is how we're going to budget everything. We're going to do an increase. And one thing that I think is really important, set your goal higher.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, I think that this is the really important is the people that are asking for more are getting it. The people that aren't asking for it aren't getting it.
Good. Yeah, for sure.
The benevolence, you know, somebody benevolently going, "Well, I'm going to up my sponsorship from 25,000 to 50,000. I don't know of anybody that said that happened except for those that asked.
Yep. You got to ask. Absolutely. Well, I think that's a really great opportunity to say that if you want to make a financial statement for your event and you want to talk to Jason about it, go ahead and click on the website and hit the free coaching session. And I'm sure he'd be happy to do that with you and spend a half hour with you.
Yeah. Shoot me an email if you got a question, jason@hjfundraising.com. Happy to talk about it. And again, I'm not an accountant, you know, and I mean, go talk to your accountant about it. Just say, look, I want to put a financial statement, you know, your bookkeeper, whoever's doing it, say, I want to do that. And if you don't, let me know. We can help you do it. And it's just a really simple exercise, but it lets you understand where you're at and how to get where you want to go.
It's a map. It's a map.
It's totally, totally a plan, roadmap.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the gauges. It's the gauges. You see how you're doing.
It's how you, and then, you know, and then, also, all these conversations, you know, creating your financial roadmap and what have you for your event, these are all conversations you can share with your committee and get them involved. And then you can also start dissecting the,
Transparency.
Tasks. Yep. And the tasks, you know, that need to be done to hit these marks, you know?
Well, if you have this, you know, basically a financial a projected financial statement of what you want to do, then everybody understands, because if you go get a committee and you don't start off with that, they all start going, hey, well, okay, well, I'm going to go get some silent auction items. What could we do?
Yeah, you're just treading
water. Know? Well, hey, I've got an idea for they're, you know, they're at third base and we haven't even got out of the dugout yet. We got to go lay the ground.
We don't know who we're playing against.
Well, and the fact of the matter is the organizations that are doing this, that are following these, are raising record numbers.
Yeah.
Record numbers. They're breaking records left and right, raising more money they've ever raised. The ones that are doing it the same old way are going the opposite. They're not hitting goals. They're coming up short.
And a lot of those folks are wondering why. And listen, it's not because you're not a good fundraiser. It's not because you don't care about the mission. It's not because your donors don't care or your community doesn't care about the mission. It just means you need a better plan. That's all that means, right? And just thinking some critical thinking here.
Well, and you know, when you're in the whirlwind, it's hard to see it all. We get
You only have one view.
Well, if you're in an organization, you have one view.
It's day in, day out.
The only advantage, it's not like we're geniuses. We just get the window into hundreds of events every year.
And we're sharing that info.
We're sharing the info. Yeah. It's not like, you know, we just see the trends and what's going on.
Yeah. Take us on the offer, everybody. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I'm glad we finally did that, because you and I have been talking about it for months, about the financial statement. Like I said, just the, how things look on the balance sheet. And so take us up on the, on our offer. It's jason@hjfundraising.com or trevor@hjfundraising.com. You can also click on the free coaching icon on our website, hjfundraising.com. So thanks a ton. Appreciate everybody.
Hey,
appreciate,
and if you got anything out of this, if there's something else somebody needs to hear, please share this, give us a like, you know, give us a five-star rating review.
Yep.
It helps us get this out to more people.
Give it to mom and dad. Give it to your kids. Do us that favor, everybody. We appreciate we'll keep sharing this information. Thanks, brother.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.